recording, doing a live feed up on Facebook. I hope this video is flipped right side up. I swear. Thank you. Thank you, Helen. Yeah, I hope they'll be home for Christmas for sure. So we know the trial is out for the day. When the announcement comes, they start flying a little bit earlier. We'll break all this down here a little bit and set it right back up in the morning. I put up the little signs today. A lot of people contributed to all of this. So this is our hope right here that, and I think there's a good chance the jury's seeing through it. The last, 10 days now, I don't even think they've heard, I'm not sure how much testimony they've had, it can't be much. And those signs down there at the end by the fence we had tied up to these places here, and Homeland Security. He came by, big old guy. He's been pretty friendly. He was nice about it. Asked us to untie them and let them be set up over here. That's the whole of the law right there. Convoluted. In the just us system. Honk for justice. Parker went home. Hey, Kim. Thank you for the coverage. Thank you. There you are, from the BBC. We're live on Facebook.
Is that right?
Yeah. You wanna say some words?
Well, I'm not in a good mood because I've lost my phone.
Where?
Stolen.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
You should have left it with us. I told you.
Isn't that ironic?
It is.
You get stolen in a federal courthouse.
This man's from England, eh?
Hello.
So, hey, you're writing a book about American attitude on...
To government. To government. That's right.
Yeah, you know, I talked good earlier today.
Yeah, so I'm just researching it, and obviously this is an important piece of the puzzle as to how people's attitudes to federal government are evolving and have evolved over the years.
Yeah, it's it has changed a lot, and being expressed a little openly, I think.
Yeah, we just had a very interesting hour and a half about the Constitution from Ryan Bundy.
So tell us some more about what went in court today.
Well, so basically, he cross-examined one of the key witnesses, who I guess was a BLM lawyer, about his knowledge of the Constitution and whether... the states had rights over the land, or whether the federal government had rights over the land, and he walked through the Constitution. It was clear that Mr. Bundy had an extensive knowledge of the Constitution, more so, I'd say, than the BLM lawyer. But they didn't really reach any resolution, except that the BLM lawyer clearly felt that it was that the federal government had behaved appropriately in adjudicating the various cases against the Bundy family.
Did they ever get the jury in there?
That was all in front of the jury.
It was, okay, good. Yes,
that was all in front of the jury, yeah. So, heaven knows what the jury thought of it all.
Do you have a site that anybody could visit to see more about who you are?
No, I don't at the moment. I mean, you can see my previous books, but not this one, because it hasn't been written yet.
Okay, tell us your name again.
Tom Carver.
Tom Carver.
Tom Carver, yes.
Yes, and... freelance now, and worked at the BBC.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. All right, so I look forward to seeing more from you.
Yeah, thank you, Vince.
And
nice to meet you.
I'm going to look up your links, and I'll add that on here after I get home, maybe by tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm so tired up.
Sure, yeah. I mean, as I say, I won't have anything about this present book, but it's something about a previous book.
Yes, yeah. Awesome. Thanks again, Tom.
Nice to see you.
See ya.
Have you seen my phone?
Yeah, get your next one. You can leave it with us and it'll be safe. Hey, where's the crooks? Out here or up there? Uh-huh. Hey, you better cancel it. Better get it canceled and you need to use a phone?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you, Tom. Hey, Harlan. Yes, let my people go. Okay, folks, we'll see you more later. I guess this will post up here after it finishes. All right, so I'll be back here in the morning. Court tomorrow. Be back. Don't know how much work I'll get home when I get home on the computer about putting anything more up. So at least I need to make public the Twitter. All right, well, bye for now.